party.
Please rise for the rendering of military honors.
Present. Fire party. Fire three volleys.
Take a breath. Stand by.
Set up.
What's going to be the ETA back to Desmond?
Yeah, it looks like we might make it about 7 minutes and we'll push it.
Roger that. Roger that. This trail. Trail's down to about 9.
Okay, let's get that guy on board.
Roger that. I'm on you.
Yeah, let's get him on and get out. You know, we can't take anybody else out here. Make sure that guy doesn't get on.
Roger that.
Yeah, no civilians either. I'm not even taking any care of you now. Jesus Christ.
Medevac's in. Roger, we got one down.
President of the United States, please accept this flag in recognition of your loved one's faithful service.
Ma'am, on behalf of the Chief of Staff of the Army and the Army Arlington ladies, we extend to you our deepest sympathies. God bless you.
Dear Sarge, maybe this is my last letter to you. I feel that it is.
Rage.
I lost 3 men today. 3 of my good ones. But that's the way it is, isn't it? You always lose the good ones. What do I tell their folks? What would you tell my wife? As for me, it's funny, but I always thought I'd been here before. I've been a soldier all my life, Sarge. I mean it, all my life. Even when I was a kid. Well, I'm here, but it's all wrong. It wasn't supposed to be like this. Sure, there was going to be blood and sacrifice and death. I knew that, Sarge, but not like this. You tried to tell me how it was. Right from that very first day you tried. But I was so young, so sure I had the answers. Well, I don't think I have the answers anymore. All I've got are questions.
Specialist Jack Willer reporting.
Oh, Pete DeVeber, company clerk, man.
Nice to meet you, Pete.
Nice to meet you, too. Okay, your platoon's on a drop in the garden.
Drop?
Yeah, burial. Arlington, that's what we do here. Look, and Nam's made burying folks a real growth industry. We're up to 15 drops a day. Bing, 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 bing. But since you missed this one, you can take the rest of the morning off. I shall cover it. All right?
It's real friendly of you.
Yeah, I'm a friendly type, man.
Is that the Top Kicks desk?
Yeah, Slasher Williams.
Slasher?
Yeah. He did some boxing in the Army.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, that reminds me. I told him I'd get somebody to pull guard duty tonight.
Oh, no sweat. I'll take it.
I think you're going to like Top, man. I think you guys are going to hit it off. Really do. Hiya, Top.
Hey! Hey! Who the hell are
Sarge,
you?
Jack Wilson,
the guard duty man. Might interest you to know, dildo, that night guard duty is the ugliest duty you can pull and already have been pulled by a little shit for brains. Over there, his own self.
Yeah, I know, Top. He told me. It's okay. I volunteered.
Volunteered in my company. A fudge nose volunteer in my company. Dildo, you have managed to top my shit list in exactly 13 fucking seconds!
You got a problem with this boy, Top?
No, Sergeant Major. Not exactly.
I could hear you cussing all the way to the latrine. This boy bugger, your pet goat or something? Thought I'd drop by just to score.
Yeah, well, I think it's a disgrace.
A disgrace that the unit of toy soldiers permitted to wear the cross rifles of the infantry.
Easy.
Especially at a time when the real infantry is crawling through rice paddies and buffalo shit in Vietnam. That's what I think.
Lord knows I've let enough people know how I think to make myself very unpopular around here.
Sergeant Hazard.
Sir. What's the debate about?
I was just telling the Sergeant Major here, sir, that I thought the best thing I could do for the Army, my Army, is to get snot noses like these ready for the inevitable. And that's why I wanted to teach.
Clell.
Sir.
You just applied for a transfer and I denied it. Now that's it. No discussion.
He's the best damn soldier on this post. Except for maybe Sergeant Major Nelson.
What's he doing here?
He did serve two tours in Nam, man.
Captain!
New man. Wanted to meet you.
Outstanding.
Come in my office. We'll have a little chat.
You see me when you're through, dildo.
That's Willow, Top. Common mistake.
So, you want to get laid tonight or you'd rather have some fun?
Foul mood I'm in. I need to consider hanging out with you, old buddy.
Sergeant Major? Sergeant?
Sorry, sir. Sir Butterbar.
Have a seat.
Thank you, sir.
Welcome to Delta Company, Specialist Dildo.
It's Willow, sir. Specialist Willow.
So it is. So it is. It's the home of record, Fort Huachuca. Are you an Army brat, Willow?
Yes, sir. My father is, or he was, a Master Sergeant, sir. He's retired now.
I see. College basketball. Starting guard. Outstanding. We could use another good player. Especially a white one. You work hard and you'll be an NCO yourself before you know it. Chip off the old block, eh?
Well, sir, I was thinking of shooting a little higher than that. I'm interested in applying for OCS. And while we're on the subject, sir, I'd like to apply for a transfer to a line unit in Vietnam. Sir.
I don't think you fully realize what a privilege it is to serve here in the old guard. We're the escort to the president, and this is the most strack outfit in the United States Army. Now, you listen to me, son. You've got plenty of time for Vietnam. As for OCS, you do a good job for me here. Show me your officer material, and I'll personally see that you get a shot.
The Army could always use another bright young shave tail. What do you say, okay?
Yes, sir.
I gotta go.
See you around, Pete.
See you, man.
How you doing? Sergeant?
Yeah.
I can't figure this. The shoes have little steel plates on the insoles.
Yes, that's right.
That's so every time you bring your feet together, it makes a nice loud crack.
Welcome to show business, soldier.
It's a real honor to meet you, Sergeant. Specialist Willow.
Is that right? Why?
Well, for one thing, we're the only two men in this place who seem to want out.
Want out? To where?
Frontline unit in Vietnam, sir. Sergeant.
There is no frontline in Vietnam. Not like the other wars. Hell, it's not even a war. Nothing to win. No way to win it.
If that's how you feel, Sergeant, why are you going back?
I'm not. There's nothing for me over there. I know this unit in Nam, they print up these little cards. They say, killing is our business. The business is good. Well, here, burying is our business. Our business is better. Don't you be in such a hurry to get yourself starched. Carry on.
You knew my father, didn't you, Sergeant? Shelby Willow.
Korea. We ran the gauntlet to the Songshan River. We're friends. He's still raising hell?
Yeah, two heart attacks. It's fine now. Retired. Back in Kentucky. He recalls you very fondly. Has to be remembered. My dad doesn't view the war the way you do. He has a more conventional infantryman's point of view.
Good.
I guess he's just a more conventional guy. Well, got funeral training in 10 minutes.
Son, you think of it. Tell your daddy hi for me, huh? Carry on. I never get tired of watching your mind at work. It's truly amazing.
If you're waiting for me to cheat, I got way too much character.
You know, that kid, he made it over to Delta, all right. I want to thank you for double shuffling the papers.
Well, he was heading for Honor Guard Company, but I figured, what the hell? Why let those meatballs turn the kid into a fruitcake? You can do that about as well as anybody I know. Whose kid is he anyway?
Shelby's kid. Shelby Willow. We took care of each other in Korea until we had a hands full of taking care of your ass.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
Yeah. Let's see. This letter here. Dear Quell, blah, blah, blah.
He's got a wife in a nut house, and all he can talk about is how sorry he's about me and Linda breaking up like it happened yesterday. How rough it must be on me not seeing my boy Mackie and all. Anyway. And here's the last line. Maybe you could look after my boy now and again. Shelby.
Where does a red jack go on a red queen? Where?
These are my Oriental cards.
Oriental cards.
With those, miss?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Takes forever sometimes, really. Thanks. Davies, aren't you? Only women use initials. They think it fools everyone.
Funny. We're fine till now.
Yeah. Bethany? Sophie?
Sam.
Huh?
Samantha.
It's a nice car.
Corvair, right? I watch you come and go. Sorry, I said all those things in there. And I know how when a girl doesn't want to lead a guy on, she kind of clams up.
Yeah, well, girls are like that.
I just meant I know you're not a rude person.
Thanks.
The thing is, my good friend is coming over with his lady friend for dinner, and I thought maybe you'd like to join us.
Yeah, well, thanks, but I'm expecting a call.
What time?
Chico! Tonight. Chico. Chico. Chico.
Look, the thing of it is you really don't have a call tonight.
And I don't know why this is so damn important to me.
Thanks. What time?
Ma'am?
What time?
Well, 19:30 now.
7:30.
Okay.
Sorry. Paperwork night. I'm pretending I'm running the post.
Look, it's a girl, and she's not going to come if we're alone.
Watch my lips, kid. No way, no how.
All right, I'm cutting to the bottom line, pal. Natrang, 1962. Did I or did I not save your sorry ass
at extreme risk to my very own?
You got a lot of nerve, Clell.
How big is this gal's booty, anyway?
Hey, cut the goddamn crap. And stop evading the issue. You owe me, pal, and I'm calling in my marker.
If I do this, do I have your solemn word that I will never hear about this ancient history bullshit ever again?
You do.
Okay, what time?
You be here at 19:30.
Okay. Uncle Betty Ray, because I've got to offer that booty.
Hey, and Goody, watch your mouth.
Fucking hell.
Hi.
Hi.
Come on in. Sorry, my friends are a little late. A little white wine, okay?
Oh, fine. Thank you. Good.
Well,
transport it special to show it off. What do you do?
I write for the Washington Post. I came up from the Charlotte Observer in North Carolina.
Can you excuse me for a second?
Beautiful. The Persian?
Oh, yeah. They're all Persian. This is called an Isfahan.
Mm.
And this here is a Shiraz. Oh. That faded red one over there is a Kalim.
Oh.
And this one here behind me is one I got in Kurdistan.
Nice. When your back was turned, I was admiring your book collection.
Hmm.
I write for papers, so I'm kind of an incurable snoop. Anyway, interesting book. Interesting everything.
Interesting or interesting for someone like me?
Just another lesson about girls. Girls are condescending to soldiers.
I don't know how y'all surviving that hotbed of communism down there working at that post and all. Now, that's something.
Yeah, Pravda on the Potomac.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, working for Senator Irvin and all, I was about to ask you the same thing.
Ooh, now, sugar. Sam Irvin prides himself in not being left of anybody.
That's for sure.
Maybe you?
Mama. Anyway.
Oh.
Except these two red-blooded American stormtroopers right here.
Oh, is that what brought you boys together? Right-wing politics? So what do you guys do on that army post?
Well, Claire, old boy, you mean you haven't told the lady? Why, madam, we are the old guard. We are the nation's toy soldiers. We march with rifles that cannot shoot. We fix bayonets that cannot stick. We are the kabuki theater of the profession of arms. Gestures in the court of Mars, god of war, doo-dah, doo-dah.
Now, Goody Nelson, you just hush. You hush that up right now. You've been hanging around Clell so long, you're beginning to sound just like him. Bitter and cynical. Anyway, you have to be among the army's top people to get in. And it is a right nice honor, I think, and a privilege. For both Goody and Clell to have been asked to join.
Wait a minute. We weren't asked. I mean, honestly, but anyway, we were ordered. I mean, actually, Goody and I, we applied for a teaching position at the infantry school.
Yeah, we once thought that we could help a few of them come back standing up instead of stretched out in those little boxes we plant on the ground every day.
Well, you're both sounding like a couple of echoes to me. Now, come on, you two. Where's the rest of this wonderful meal?
Excuse me.
So how did you meet Goody?
Well, one day a constituent from home walked into Senator Irvin's office and he wanted a tour of Fort Myer. So I took him on a tour.
Claire, hello, buddy. Your sudden attack of good taste is surprising. I mean, that is some classy-looking woman. I do believe I could drag my balls over her and make her calm. You
please stop, will you?
I'll do it. Now, let's get back in there so I can offer them gals some more. Yum, yum, yum.
I fell in love with a sergeant major on the spot, as any well-bred, genteel southern girl would have.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Make a hole.
Make it wide.
Yeah. There you have it. Looks like these two are really getting along.
Just us and those like us.
Damn few left.
Most of them are dead.
Can I share it?
Yeah, exactly.
Is Goody always so...
Oh, no, no.
What?
He is when he likes someone, and he likes you.
Are all Army sergeants like you, too?
Well, no.
It's a shame. I had a great time tonight, Clal. It was the best evening I've had in a long, long time.
Good.
Thank you for asking me.
Thank you, sir.
One more time. It's very simple. It goes like this. The lieutenant chews out Sergeant Hazard's ass. Sergeant Hazard chews out my ass. I chew out you. It's called the chain of command. Very simple.
Shit rolls downhill. Do you understand?
I said, do you understand me?
At ease.
Just trying to help out. Why don't you let me work with him for a while? You got better things to do.
Yes, specialist wanna be private. Why don't you work with him for a while?
Yes, Sergeant.
I got better things to do. Taylor, you got that bunk squared away.
Let's see the
shit.
Get
stuck. Get stuck.
I'll show you.
You guys talking or you working over there?
You dickhead.
Okay, you're using real spit, right?
Yeah, it's a spit shine. You got to use real spit.
You need cold water and cotton balls.
The words are wise.
No spit?
Find one in the ass.
Like this. Small circles. Gotta build up a base, okay? It's gonna take some time. Give it a shot. Pull those laces out and press it. After the shoes, we're gonna check.
All right, you hero, listen up! Nothing but stocking feet until 0958 hours!
How far away are we?
We have it on control.
He's in Bravo.
Right.
Thanks.
Do your best! A word!
I'll stop.
When this section begins, Colonel Godwin will check with some of you troops. Real holy shit.
Outstanding.
Do not step on your dicks. That is in order. Just say you are from asshole Arkansas or some fucking place and you love the Army and shut up!
If I find slobber in these canteens, you will drink it. Make a hole, make it wide. Soldier! You told the colonel you liked the army, soldier. Where are you from?
From Columbus, Ohio, Sergeant Major.
Are there any more like you back home in Columbus, Ohio?
Not that I'm aware of, Sergeant Major.
Do you have any sisters back home in Columbus, Ohio?
Yes, Sergeant Major, I have one sister.
Is she sexually active?
Of course not, Sergeant Major. I mean, she's my sister. She's only 13.
It's too bad. Never underestimate the value of early training and proper breaking in, soldier. Make a hole, make it wide! What's your name, soldier?
Willow, Sergeant Major.
How do you like the Army, Willow?
I like it fine, Sergeant Major.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever take biology in school, soldier?
Yes, Sergeant Major.
How do worms copulate?
They don't, Sergeant Major. They use asexual reproduction.
Mm-hmm. Interesting concept. Tell me, Willow, any idea who first came up with that notion? Reproducing without sex?
Your wife, Sergeant Major?
Forget it, fellas. No gigs on this platoon. Make it through clean. Wild man! Yum, 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 said the big hungry bear. Let's just see what we got here. Gracious me.
Pray.
Got babysitting this kid, Clell. Mr. Asexual Reproduction. Oh, my. Well, I think I know what that is, but I don't know what he does. Sergeant Hazard.
Up so we can get back on the bus.
No shit. Steady.
Ready? Down.
Order! Guide on. Parade.
Secure. Haskett.
Guide on.
In. Escort! Pershing zone! Let's head! Right!
Right! Right!
Right shoulder!
Right shoulder!
Colors, ready? Cut!
Guide on.
Ready?
Sergeant Major, Toon Sergeant, wanted to see me.
What?
Wanted to see me.
No, nobody wants to see you. Just want to buy you a beer. Sit down, relax.
Hey, Zeke,
12-3. You know, Saul Major is ready to ask for the Korean War Day.
Now then. As to results of recent battalion inspection. You see, kid, as the good book says, some days the bear eats you, some days you eat the bear.
Which means that we won the inspection, wild man and all.
Hey.
Damn good today, kid. Sharpest looking trooper I've seen all week. That includes them prima donna geeks over at Honor Guard Company. Congratulations.
Thanks, Sergeant Major.
Oh, wow. The Owillo here, he wants to go to Vietnam. He feels that an infantryman's place at the time of war is the front.
There ain't no front in Vietnam.
That's what Sergeant Hazard says.
Yeah.
It's a funny little war, kid. Things have changed.
Like what?
Well, to begin with, the peace-loving people of Vietnam.
Oh, not peace-loving. If I hear that one more time, I'm going to puke. That is the most bellicose race of people I've ever seen. They've been fighting something for 1,000 years and they like it.
Damn right.
And I don't really give a rat's ass about Vietnam. Matter of fact, I don't give a wombat shit about who's running Vietnam. As a matter of fact, to be very honest with you, I really don't care about who's running the U.S. event.
Don't you care about anything?
Oh, yeah. I care about the United States Army. That's my family. Only one I got. And I don't like it when it's in trouble.
Trouble? Sarge! We beat King George when we were the guerrillas. And we beat Hitler.
Yeah.
And we beat everybody in between. And we're not going to go out and lose the first one to a bunch of gutty little Asian farmers.
Yeah? You take a look at that farmer. He can march 100 miles on no food, through a jungle you would not believe, slaughter his own people, babies if he has to, and that is a soldier.
Firepower. He can't keep soaking up our firepower. I saw a photo, wire photo, one of our choppers coming back with arrows in it. Arrows. High-technology helicopter. How do you beat a helicopter with bows and arrows?
Are you going to beat an enemy that fights helicopters with bows and arrows?
Well, one thing's for sure. Sure as hell can't beat him from here. Fort goddamn Benny.
Wait, what do you want, man? What you want? You don't like what I said? Okay, we can discuss it outside.
Crew one, wait for that, man. We're standing right here. Come on over.
Well, let's go ahead.
Honor guard. Hey, Flanagan!
Well, here's to us. Those like us.
Damn few left.
No, your kid is getting killed in there. Kill, but make all the glory!
Hey, let's get out of here!
Wants to see you. Okay. Let's put this on. Now? Now. There you go, Blake. Willow reporting. As ordered, sir. Wanted to see me? Top. Remember? Common mistake.
Your daddy was a master sergeant. This is good for a week. If you need more time, you call me personal, okay? That your dad doesn't really have, so make sure that you put that with him, okay?
Such a I've been thinking. Is it too late to change my mind? Get my father into Arlington?
Of course not. You don't care, you can fix anything.
I know it'll just be a bare patch with the bulldozers and everything, but I was hoping you could find him a spot in the garden.
No problem.
The history of the 3rd United States Infantry reflects the growth and development of our nation. In 1922, the War Department granted permission to the Old Guard to pass in review with bayonets fixed. The Old Guard will now fix bayonets to the traditional beat of the drum. Dressed in the Continental Musicians uniform is the Old Guard Fife and Drum Corps. During the American Revolution, General George Washington ordered that musicians wear red coats instead of the infantry blue, so they might be more easily recognized through the smoke of battle. The Corps is led today by Drum Major Phipps.
I put Betty Ray through the third degree about you.
Is that right? What secrets did she spill?
That you were married. That you were divorced about 3 years ago.
Yeah, it's true.
That you have a son.
True. Linda left me when I re-upped for my second tour. I haven't seen Mackie since. And through the years, I really never did see that much of him. You said you were married. Do you have any children?
No, I can't have children.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about your family.
I didn't come first, Sam. This is not a very good business for holding on to a woman.
It's gonna look bad for your whole unit.
Sergeant Major? Sergeant wanted to see me?
Yeah.
You're out of uniform, boy.
I am?
Yeah. You are. You will remain out of uniform. Phil, I slapped these on you.
Not bad for 6 months, huh?
Now, look, it seems that a certain Sergeant Flanagan, got drunk enough one night to trash up Dirty Margie's beer emporium. Doing a hell of a job, costing himself a stripe in the process.
The bear.
We had to scrape the very bottom of a barrel. I mean, a pits. That's what we got. Oh, by the way, he's a non-official until they've been properly tagged.
Tagged?
You know, tagged, like, tagged, you know. I now relinquish my spot to our senior bear, Sergeant Major Nels.
Oh, man.
Oh. Look at him. He can hardly wait. He's starting to tremble. All your stuff.
Dildo. The only thing that's lower than a pig. Fucking volunteer. Is a duck. Fucking buck. Sergeant.
God damn it, I didn't hit him square.
It.
Come on. Hey, good.
That's all.
Clef,
hey,
Clef,
look,
hey, Clef,
hey, get
off me. Hey,
hey,
Clef.
Hi.
Hello.
Jack.
Pleasure to see you again, ma'am.
You too. Clef's running a little late at the post. So, I'm doing the cooking tonight.
Oh.
You're taking your chance.
Thank you.
Come on in.
Thank you.
Come on. Would you like something to drink?
I wouldn't say no to a Coke.
Okay. Here you go.
Thanks. Can I help?
Sure. Klaus told me a lot about you. And your father. He and Claire were in combat together?
Yeah, Korea. Being in combat together, people can get very close.
Sit down.
Oh, thanks. Of all my dad's decorations, the one he prized most was just the CIB. That's his combat infantryman's badge. That's a silver laurel wreath, blue enamel shield, and a silver Kentucky rifle.
Oh.
See, I figure if you're a soldier and there's a war going on, there's only one place for you to be. Any war, no exceptions. So I don't see eye to eye with Sergeant Hazard on this one. Working for the post, I imagine you do.
No. Hardly. Klaus sees this war as bad judgment, a screw-up. I see it as genocide.
Well, goddammit, Clell, why can't you keep your half-assed opinions to yourself? Your asinine views of the war have reached the other company commanders now.
Well, I wasn't aware it was against regs to voice an opinion, sir.
Don't be a fool, and don't be a smartass. You know damn well it's always been against regulations to voice an opinion in the United States Army. The United States Army is not interested in opinions.
Yes, sir.
Well, goddammit, what the hell am I going to do with you, Clell? You're a fine soldier, Clell. But in a lot of ways, you've been nothing but a pain in the ass since the first day you got here. Now you're becoming an embarrassment to me. My friends are asking me, how's my peacenik platoon sergeant?
I am not a peacenik, Captain. I just don't agree with the reasons behind this particular war. And I feel if we're going to fight it, we ought to goddamn fight it right.
All right, fine. Think anything you want. Just keep it to yourself.
Maybe it was a mistake for you to have asked for me here. And you could certainly rectify that by approving my transfer, sir.
No. You're not going to Fort Benning, Sergeant Hazard. If you're not going anywhere, Sergeant Hazard, you're going to stay right here and make me proud of you, Sergeant Hazard.
Tom?
Thank you. Okay, well, we gotta get there on time, all right? And don't get stuck in a cab again. All right, I'll see you down there.
All right, well, give me the whole story, all right?
Yeah, over there.
Come on, Chef.
Tell him to look at it, all right?
Yeah.
All right, fine.
I'll be able to help you with the story, so. I think it's very important that
you
get there.
What about the reception tonight?
It's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night.
Oh, good.
7:30. I'll meet you right here.
Okay.
And that'll give you plenty of time to get all dolled up, and we can get to the embassy on time. 8 o'clock.
You got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, Sergeant's going to show me where they hide the Persian rugs in the tent.
Oh, but I didn't...
Oh, no. Work. Reception.
And ambassadors, they like their reporters dolled up, do they?
Yeah, sometimes.
These are very nice.
Yeah, let's go steal a rug.
Right.
What's bothering you, Cloud? Tell me. Why do you want to leave the old guard so badly?
We're just a bunch of toy soldiers, Sam.
You don't believe in this war, but if you get your transfer to Fort Benning, you'll be part of sending these boys over.
Yeah. I guess I should be there where it really counts. I just can't watch one more of those boys. I guess it's just weakness.
It's not weakness, Cloud.
Sam, my business is a family business. If a building is burning and you can't carry out all your children, you damn well do what you can and you cry about it later. This is for you. It's a Hushak. It's wonderful.
It's pretty.
Would you stand still for a minute? God damn it, please!
Look, Goody. I've been thinking.
What's the chances of my platoon playing the rest of the team this year?
Aggressor team. The guys that get to play Charlie in the field and get to lose, I might add, to the noble All-American forces.
That's the ones.
You want to volunteer for the dipshit detail of the year?
Push that around to English?
Yeah.
Make me believe it.
Dude, come on. I mean, half these kids are going to wind up in NOM, and I figure if I had them for 2 weeks, I could show them something, you know?
Okay. Now tell me the real reason.
Is it balance like that? You swing it?
In a word, no.
Thanks, good dog.
May 1968. Dearest Rachel, still no answer from you. You said you were going to try to forget me. Well, I can't forget you, so I'll keep trying. You can't imagine how hard we worked last week. It was utter chaos in the garden. That's what we call a cemetery. Delta Company pulled 20 drops a day. That's what we call funerals. Sergeant Hazard, who was in as foul a mood as I've ever seen, argued that our workload proved his point, that we'll never finish them off. I told him he should be grateful he's not in North Vietnam's honor guard. We disagree on just about everything connected with Vietnam. Hazard's girlfriend, Sam, got arrested for a few hours during a march in the Pentagon last month. She's been awfully nice to me, but she's giving Sarge fits. He doesn't like the war very much, but he likes these protesters even less. I'm still not sure whether you're getting any of these letters. I'd give anything to hear from you, Rachel. All my love. Jackie.
Turn around now, but the best-looking gal I've ever seen has been staring at you here for like 5 minutes. No shit. She's at 6 o'clock. Now turn around real slow.
And I got broad.
Where the hell'd she go? I'm serious. Check it out.
Fix your blouse. Doing here?
I was just visiting President Kennedy's grave. I hadn't seen it yet.
What are you doing in Washington?
My parents live here now. My dad's at the Pentagon.
You too?
No, I'm at school still. In Europe, Germany. I'm just visiting. You look great.
Oh, thanks. Rachel, will you have dinner with me tonight?
I can't. I have a date.
Break.
I don't think it's such a good idea.
Break the date.
All right. 2218 M Street, Georgetown, 8 o'clock.
Check.
You are permitted to assist the public, Sergeant Willow. You're not, however, allowed to kidnap anyone, no matter how great the temptation.
Sergeant Hazard,
I'd like you to meet Rachel Fell. Rachel is an old friend of mine.
Miss Fell?
Pleased to meet you.
Pleased to meet you.
I gotta go.
Okay.
See you later.
2218.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Okay, my boy.
Sarge, I need to borrow $50.
Huh?
I'll pay you back payday.
Payday. Yeah.
I need to borrow your car keys, too.
I'm so happy I got fired.
Engage in the vote from Vietnam to recognize the American people will no longer allow its leaders the dubious privilege of military and political carte de blanche.
Thank you. You look
nice.
Thank you. Always.
And enjoy the party.
Excuse me.
Oh, Don, this is my friend, Sergeant Clell Hazard. Clell, this is Don Brubaker.
Thank the Lord. Somebody can tell me what this war is all about. Well, what's the story, General? We went into war in Vietnam like Westy says, huh? We're kicking ass or what?
Don's head of attorneys against the war, so you better watch out.
I see. Well, the kill ratio is about 10-1. That'd kick in the ass enough to keep you happy.
Happy? Nah. I couldn't settle for less than all those hearts and minds we're supposed to be winning. How are we doing?
Great. Well, we really don't seem to be doing much of anything. We seem to be too busy drinking and shooting our mouths off.
Still America, Sergeant. In my opinion, is we're slaughtering innocents over there. Right, left, and center.
Well, you see, opinions, they're like assholes. Everyone seems to have one. Come on.
He has no right to talk about Vietnam.
Yes, he does have a right to talk about Vietnam.
Just one question.
Did you call me an asshole back there?
Back there? I don't know, but why don't you go fuck off anyway?
Listen, I'm not one of your little Nazi troopers who's to eat your shit. So let's move into the street, pal.
I got a much better idea. Why don't we just agree that we don't like one another and we can do that right here?
What's fighting wars these days? Baby killer? Chicken shit? Baby killer? Rip his ass, soldier.
Clell! Oh, my. Clell, no!
Stop him!
Somebody call an ambulance, please.
Fascist pig.
Call an ambulance.
Pig!
Just talked with Don Brubaker. His jaw is wired, so he wrote his part down. He says that he was drunk and he was an asshole. No doctor's bills, no assault charges.
Oh, why would he say that?
Turns out he's a decent guy. And decent people who make a mistake realize it sooner or later.
Mm-hmm. Hey, come in. Sorry. You sure you didn't have to persuade him or anything?
Oh, yeah, well, with his jaw wired and all, he had to take a rain check.
I love you so much. I know.
I'm so worried about you.
Oh, Jackie, I am so glad to see you.
It's nice to see you, Mrs. Felt. You look wonderful.
Oh. How have you been?
Very well.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Colonel.
Well, come in.
Thank you, sir.
Rachel tells me she was shocked to see you this morning.
Yes, sir. It was quite a shock for me as well.
Yeah, well, I can imagine. It's You haven't seen each other in quite a while, have you?
No, sir.
Well, Rachel tells me you're a sergeant?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that you're with the old guard at Meyer.
That's correct, sir.
Yeah, well, that's a fine outfit. For the infantry.
Yes, sir. I imagine you're still working in electronics here in Washington, sir.
Oh, my God, yes. I'm heading up a major research and development project, but it's still very hush-hush at this point.
I see.
I tell you, Jack, this war is a boon to R&D. It's a veritable boon.
Sure it is.
I thought you were had a date with young Peterson. How'd you manage to break it? I find him a very persuasive young man.
I managed.
Night. Good night, girl. Shall we? Good night, Sergeant.
Good evening, Colonel. See, your father hasn't changed much.
No. It's the same SOB he always was. How's your father?
My father died of a heart attack last month.
Oh, God. I liked your father very much.
I know you did, Rachel. He liked you a lot, too. He really did.
Is this the Cabernet?
Yes, sir.
So, is the Army everything you'd hoped it would be?
Yes and no. Mostly yes. Still waiting for OCS in Vietnam, but I'll get them. I'll get them both.
You want to go to Vietnam?
A soldier in the right place at the right time can change the world.
That's too bad. I'd rather hoped you'd outgrown that.
Damn you, Rachel.
Let's just make small talk. There's a lot to catch up on.
No, let's not make small talk. I don't care how you like living in Europe. I don't care how your friends are. I don't care if you've read any good books lately.
It's safe talk, Jack.
What the hell was safe? Do you still feel anything for me?
Ask me that when you're a civilian again.
I'm asking you now.
Do you know my father was afraid I was going to marry beneath myself? That it would ruin his career. He lied when he said he'd get you into West Point if you'd wait to marry me. Do you know what it means when a sergeant's son marries a colonel's daughter? He had you conned about West Point, and you believed him. That's what broke us up. You're so gullible. I loved you so much, Jack. You made your choice.
Let's... You want to leave?
Yeah.
Thanks for the drinks.
No problem. Yo.
Sarge, it's Willow.
Oh, great. What is it now? I mean, you got all my money.
You have my car. I suppose now you want to borrow my dick so you can get laid.
Sarge, you got to stop hanging around with the Sergeant Major. Your language has deteriorated something awful.
All right, now, the hook, boy. Just give me the hook.
Well, Sarge, I was wondering if I could...
If I could borrow your apartment or Miss Davies, if one or the other is available.
Okie doke. You take my place. Look, I'll leave the key right under the carpet in front of the door.
Thanks, Sarge. I really appreciate this. I won't forget it. I got it.
I just want to talk.
Sure you do, hotshot.
Oh, you're still here?
Yeah. Sorry, Jack. Just got the call 2 minutes ago. Full alert.
Alert?
Yeah. My guess is we're going on maneuvers. I'm sorry, Miss Phil.
But it can't be. Not now, not tonight. We were up at 0300 this morning to put those little flags in. We busted our butts all day long in the garden. We're tired.
Easy, kid. You tell it to the chaplain in a couple of weeks, all right? I'll bet my bottom dollar this is Goody Nelson's doing.
What's going on, Jack?
Field exercises. I gotta talk to Rachel, Sarge.
5 minutes. Come on in. Got me 5 minutes.
I told you. I didn't want to marry you, Rachel. No matter what.
You never told me that.
Honey, I did. In all those letters I sent you.
I didn't open them. I wanted to forget you.
Rachel, if you want me to get out of the service, I'll do it. You've got to tell me if there's any hope for me. I've got to know.
The last thing I ever expected was to see you this morning.
Come on, saddle up, Jackie. Let's go.
Jeez.
Don't shut the door on me, please.
Damn it. Come on, boy.
Rachel. I love you.
Damn.
Give me the key.
What? Here.
Red Band 4! Red Band 4! Return to battalion CT at once! Come home, please! Return to battalion CT at once!
From here on in, you guys are Charlie. You glide through this shit. You don't clomp through it. Feel the terrain. Feel it. Don't fight it.
Wow, this one, can you?
This jungle is not an obstacle. It's your friend. Use it. Let it help you. Love it. Love it, and it will love you back. Someday, you're going to meet the real Charlie. And when you do, something from this little junior prom may pop in your mind and may just save your life. Now wearing your brains.
Frankly, they look better on the ground.
Tell me something. Did you ever, intentionally,
stick your dick out for anything? I mean, once in your life? Mouth off to an officer something, huh?
No, sir, Sarge. It's on my way. Would that mean I'm not a real man, or...
You're as real as anybody. It's just that...
Every man needs to feel good about himself.
Come along, man.
What is he doing, Goody? Bucking for a Section 8? Does he have any idea the embarrassment he's caused this battalion?
I'm sure he doesn't, sir.
Okay. I've got observers here watching one platoon of VC chew our butt for breakfast. You know what Godwin just said to me? He says, it's not your fault. It's your ass.
Well. We're middle management, Homer. No, really. We are the heart and soul of America. We keep the wheels turning while we get ahead, while we watch our backsides. Neat trick. Takes up all of our time. Claude hasn't ever learned that. Somebody needs to talk sincere with the boy.
Somebody needs to pull his guts out through his asshole. The problem is, so far, nobody can find him, Goody.
Psycho fuck. It's Death Wish. A psycho fuck pulling for a court martial. What makes you Doc's gift to infantry training anyway? There's a guy in that spot down there in Benning. You don't even know him. What makes you the better man?
Just want to do what I can.
Why don't you go back over there? Check him out on patrol. Hold their fucking heads in your lap while they bleed to death. I don't know much, but I know you, and you're losing.
Goody. 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 Just a few days ago, there's a bunch of half-ass kids. You gotta see them now, Goody. You gotta see them there. Well, give me 24 hours. 24 hours, and I'll walk into HQ. On my own, and that's a promise. I promise.
Well, Captain, your problem is your men are supposed to be calling in an airstrike. Instead, they're out there playing cowboys and Indians with 35 ragtail aggressors, and they're getting their ass kicked. Now, you've got choppers all along here. I want them called in for an airstrike. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Sir, you have the right to remain silent.
I'm supposed to completely lose it. Bust you back about 15 stripes, ship you off someplace, where, of course, you'll persuade your new commander to transfer you to Fort Benning. Is that it? Well, no way, Sergeant. I can't afford to come off a loser upstairs. I can't afford to come off a loser anyway.
No, I'm going to tell them that you're the finest soldier I ever trained. And in 4 brief days, I, with your help, showed them where to patch up their outdated program. Now think about that one, Sergeant. You got plenty of time to think about it, because you're going to be parading around my post for the rest of your fucking life. People love to see a real war hero on parade.
Lay up right flank, march. Lay up from October to October, Hernandez. Lay up right, lay up. Up, two, three, four. Lay up right, lay up. Lay up, come on, Rob. Relax, Rob. Lay up right, lay up. Lay up, flank, march.
Sarge.
Yeah.
I got to talk to you.
Look, kid, I already got the lecture from Goody, and he's somebody I ain't sure I can kick the shit out of, you understand?
With all respect to Sergeant Major Goody, he's full of shit.
Respectfully full of shit.
You put it on the line for what you believe in, that's all that counts. Everything else is old guy stuff. Why Benning, Sarge? Why Fort Benning? You know you can train him, and you can train him, and you can train him till you're blue in the face, Sarge. But once the shit starts flying, they're over there. They're gonna look around for one guy, their platoon sergeant. That's you. That's what you were born to be.
You know, I guess I ought to be real thankful to you for pointing that out to me.
Hey, why don't you just face it?
What story you want to hear? I got a bunch of stories. Eh? You want to hear a story about a boy I once loved? Like son?
Well, here's one. A boy I never knew.
Until he was begging me. Begging me to stop the pain. Then he saw the parts that were no longer inside of him, and he begged me to push them parts back inside. And then the last thing he begged me was to find his daughter someday in Ohio. And tell her the last thing he thought of was her dance recital. She was blonde, his daughter, and she was 5. And she was real, real beautiful in her dance costume.
Sarge, I don't suppose there's any guys you saved, huh? Any of those stories?
Called compromise, kid. You do what you can.
Compromise is fine if it works. Lying to yourself is still lying.
Listen. If I knew as much as you do about life and lying, what a fella's born to be, I guess I'd be one hell of a man, huh? Just like you, son.
To the south, the troopers of the 1st Cavalry made their helicopter assault on the coastal plain. And from almost the first moment they landed, they were in a fight. The 1st Cavalry assault was called Operation Masher. Here, near a place called Mong San, the enemy chose to show...
We're getting married.
Well, I'm sorry, darling. I'm afraid I can't let you do that.
Some girls past the age of consent would tell their daddies to go shove it. All you care about is a star on your shoulder.
Don't you talk to me like that.
I'll talk to you however I want, sir.
Remember everything.
skull, Arvin's eyes out.
Earned it all in the swamp, man.
Smile, please.
Better do something.
All right. A toast, ladies and gentlemen, to the bride and the groom. A long and very happy life together.
Long and happy life.
To my new son.
Yep, to the bride and groom.
Here's laughing those like us!
Oh.
Damn, feel that!
Oh, my God! Oh.
Oh. Outstanding.
Cowboy! Smile! Rachel, thank you. Thank you.
Don't smoke in bed. Not tonight.
Thanks, Captain. Drinks?
Got you, sir.
All right.
Of course, you'll have to earn those bars. Shouldn't be too tough, seeing as how you saw the OCS in a couple of weeks.
You see, Goody and I, we went to Captain Thomas, and we reasoned with him, and
I ate the bear.
Here you go. Good luck.
Mm-mm.
I don't know why he wants to go to the OCS. I don't know why anybody wants to be a second lieutenant. It's the pits.
Sarge, less than a month to go and I'll be through officer candidate school. All anyone talks about is Vietnam. All we see and hear about are the demonstrations. This war seems to be tearing us all apart, the whole country. Do you and Sam still argue about it all the time? Remember, she's a civilian, Sarge. There's no way for her to really and truly know that nobody hates this war more than those who have to fight it. Best, Jackie.
Rooney. Wildman.
Looks like they shipped you to the Nam, Wildman.
Tough luck, buddy. Flanagan.
You too, Flanagan.
Walters.
Oh, shit.
Thatcher.
There goes the war. Just when we had it to bed.
Watch
you,
Wildman.
Kill a commie for Christ, man.
Hey, I'm gonna get... Hey!
Lieutenant. Congratulations.
Hi.
Hi.
Upstairs.
I think you're supposed to return it or something.
As you were.
Well, you look just like real soldiers to me.
Hi, darling. How are you?
Good.
Kid.
How are you, Sarge?
How's your haircut?
Hi,
hey,
Jackie.
How are you?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Your bars look beautiful, Jackie. Come on, have some champagne.
Here, honey.
Well?
There's something I've got to say.
Speech. Your night.
I'm shipping out. A couple weeks, you'll be getting all the news straight from Quang Tin Province.
Well, congratulations, son. Not often the Army gets the right man in the right spot.
Thank you, Sergeant Major. You okay with this, Sarge?
Yes, sir. Just sorry that I'm not going along. Platoon sergeants never get a Louis that can lead. You'll make a lucky guy an easy gig there. Born to it, kid. Born to be.
Well, then here's to us. Those like us.
Damn if you left.
Well, come on. Let's make a
part.
Come
yeah,
on, y'all. Come on.
It's
Jackie and Rachel.
Mr. Two, I got Gardner back here took 2 rounds in the chest.
All right,
and
that,
Peter P's got 1 round in the arm, right arm.
All right, that. What's going to be the ETA back to desktop?
Took on a whole army of bad guys single-handedly.
Who, for Christ's sakes, Woody?
Wild man.
Wild?
South Vietnam's National Police Chief had killed a man who had been captured carrying a pistol. This was taken as sufficient evidence that he was a Viet Cong officer. So the police chief put a bullet in his brain. He's still the chief of police. For days, Cholon's streets were swept by gunfire, and the people of Cholon were swept back and forth, bewildered. Many civilians were
captured. You're a lot happier than you look. If you're gonna lie, would you do it better? Years up, Rage. You lived through it. He's coming home in 3 weeks.
Bonnie Fowler's man came home different. Apparently, he'd written her all these sweet letters while at the same time he was writing his mother he wanted to get a divorce. And they've got a 2-year-old baby girl. Men come home crazy and broken and cold. That's not my Jackie.
No, it's not.
So I'm gonna be fine.
Rage was a great cook, isn't he?
Yeah.
I told you I caught her on the phone calling the restaurant downstairs, setting up the beef stroganoff, and she messed up the pants.
Kidding. That's flattering.
I'm only kidding, honey. It was wonderful.
Thank you.
So, how's Jackie? You heard from him lately?
Yeah, I got the letter. Honey, would you like to...
No, just read it. You read it.
Dear Sarge, hard to believe it's only a year. Feels like I've lived my whole life here. 10 lifetimes, really. Hard to believe I'll see you so soon. Hell, it's hard to believe you even exist. Any of you. Even Rach. It's so hard to believe that she still loves me, that there's any love anywhere. Her letters are so beautiful. I want to believe so much. I just want to hold her and hold her. Just hold her, then I'll be all right.
I've learned so much, Sarge. I've learned that I can't protect these kids. It's my sworn duty to protect them, and I can't. There's so many things, Sarge, to tell you. All my life I knew I'd live and die in the Army. Just something I knew. But after this, I don't know anything anymore. We'll sit down, Sarge. We'll talk. You'll get me straight.
Go in.
Sergeant Major. It's Sergeant Hazard.
Sam. Jackie Willow.
I know. It's good he called.
He wanted a CIB. Combat infantryman's badge. That's what he wanted more than anything. You know, most kids his age, they... won a promotion to vice president of sales, bachelor pad, high-five bill kid, fucking sports car, something. Not him, CIB. I tried to slow him down. Just make him less lather to get over there. Try to tell him. Could he try to tell him? You weren't very convincing.
Don't blame yourself, Clell.
And I thought I could do it from here. And if those bastards wouldn't let me have bedding, well, then I'd teach them right here because I'm Sergeant Hazard. Do you understand? I'm the boot tough old vet.
Oh, stop it, Clell.
Yeah, you listen to me, boys, and I'll put you through. What a sorry goddamn excuse for a man, I am.
Don't do this to yourself, Clell.
You can't help it, Sam. Yeah, but then I thought, if I can't help them all, then what if I just help just one? If I just take one boy, just one. Jackie.
Where can you do it, Clell? If you can't do it here at this Fort Benning place, where can you do it? Could you do it there?
Where?
Don't make me say that place.
Okay, honey, there is as good a place as any. That's where it really counts.
I don't want you to go anywhere. But it's your decision, not mine.
What happens to us? I mean, when I'm on this mission of mercy, you ride off into the sunset with someone like Don Brubaker.
I don't ride off into the sunset with anyone, Clell. I sit here in this apartment alone and scared to death, and I wait.
I don't swear, though. I mean, your feelings about the war,
My feelings about the war haven't changed a bit. I'll do everything I can to stop the war. I'll march, and I'll carry signs, and I'll pester congressmen. And if you consider that a knife in the back, so be it. You've got your job to do. I've got mine.
There's another question. I were to do this.
Honey.
Would you marry me before I shipped out? Please.
Ashes to ashes and dust to dust.
Let's bury this guy and get on the bus.
Gotta get out of here, my
feet. Shut up! What are you looking at?
Guy, don't.
Kid.
Near this spot is the tomb of the unknown soldier. On the stone it says, here rests in honored glory an American soldier known but to God. They tell me there may be no unknown soldiers in Vietnam. Seems we can account for all their bodies. We've got a lot better at identifying them. I just wonder if we're getting better at knowing them. Well, here will rest, deserved of glory, an American soldier, known but to an honored few. I know him. I won't forget.
Guide on. It's hook. Yes, hook. It's hook.
stand and surrender your military honors, please?
Freeze, Ed! Fire reporting! Fire free, Bobby!
States, please accept this flag in recognition of your loved one's faithful service.
Thank you.
it up, dress it up. Left, right, left, left foot, Rothman. Left. Left flank, mark, check it, time. Come on, guys, got to pivot on the ball of both feet. Pivot on the ball of both feet and step. In a new direction, mark with the opposite foot. You got to remember that. Left. Keep it drift.